I'm your host, Steve, from WRPR Radio. Thanks for joining me on Sports Talk with Faye, where you get your fill-in. On this show, we'll be discussing the topic of who is a better athlete of the past 10 years. And I have two athletes in mind to talk about. Both have been consistently at the top of their game for pretty much as long as they've been playing it. Lined up for the show today, we have interviews with athletes from Granville College. And to get to professional point, we have a couple of coaches that are going to chat with us as well. Let's get started. He skipped college and went right into the pros. He led his team to championships in both 2012 and 2013. He was picked first overall when he was drafted. LeBron James is definitely the athlete I'm talking about. I'm here at the basketball team's practice in Ramapo's gym, speaking with
Jimbo Long, I'm a sophomore, redshirt sophomore.
Tom Monica, I'm a redshirt sophomore.
St. Simeon, J.C. Huberman, and I'm 18 years old.
What makes LeBron so dominant at his sport, man?
He's 6'9". He's one of the fastest players in the NBA, one of the strongest. And he can handle the ball better as a guard. He's the size of a big man.
I think it's just his size and his like physical prowess on the court. 6'9", he runs like a 4'4".
Could LeBron be considered the best athlete of the decade, and why?
I believe so, because I think he could excel at any sport.
Could a player like LeBron play an individual style game such as tennis?
I think he could. I think he could if he put his mind to it, just because he's so athletic.
Will LeBron go down as the best basketball player ever?
Probably not the best, but amongst the best.
Will LeBron go down as the best basketball player ever?
Yes.
Could LeBron James beat Serena Williams in tennis?
Oh, I don't think so.
No, not at all.
Thank you guys for taking the time out of practice to speak with me again. Really, good luck this season. $74 million earned while playing, 69 titles won, a record of 737 wins and 123 losses. I want to talk to some women athletes over at Ramapo College and get their perspective about Serena Williams.
Molly Warner, 18.
All right, Molly, nice to meet you.
Hi.
What makes Serena so dominant?
Probably like all the time and effort she puts into her sport.
You play sports too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know about putting that time and effort in.
Yeah, you like really got to work hard, and she works like hours and hours and hours, so.
A lot of practice.
Molly gave us insight from the eyes of an athlete on what it takes to be a top performer and how a team could possibly make you a better player. The next athlete brings up some great points about tennis players.
Amanda McKessick, 18.
Is Serena Williams the best athlete of the past decade?
I feel like certain athletes are different. Like, personally, I feel like, I don't know, maybe like a gymnast of some sort might be good because they are flexible but also strong, fast. They have like more of a mix of all like athletic qualities compared to maybe like a tennis player doesn't have to have everything that I would like picture a complete athlete of the decade to have.
It's been difficult to get him, but now I have him on the phone. The men and women's tennis coach, Coach Raza. Thank you for holding, Coach. What makes Serena Williams so dominant?
I think her physical fitness, probably.
Is Serena the best athlete of the past decade?
You're comparing it to every sport, then I would say no.
Why?
Because we have athletes like Michael Jordan. We have athletes like, as you said, Roger Federer. We have athletes like across the board in so many sports who may be better than Serena Williams.
How could Serena, in your opinion, be a better athlete?
I don't think she can be any better. I think she's pretty much reached her prime because she's done all she needed to do in tennis. You know, if you're asking me about a lesser athlete, then I would tell you. But Serena can't do any better than she is because she's really one of the best in women's tennis.
Thank you, Coach, for taking the time again. And
okay, that's it. No problem.
Good luck this season.
Thank you.
Take care. And for the last leg of the show, I did an interview with Coach Frank Gaudio from his office at Palisades Park High School, where he is a gym teacher, a coach, and a physical trainer to the kids at his school.
What makes LeBron James so dominant?
I believe what makes him so special is his ability to get everybody involved on the team and do whatever is necessary on the court to make them successful. And what people don't give him enough credit for is his mental capabilities on the court, just to see plays before they happen, and just his overall IQ of basketball.
Is LeBron James the best athlete of the past decade?
I think athletically, it's hard to find somebody that tall, that big, that moves as fast as he does. But I think a few other athletes in other sports might have something to say for it.
Are men's sports more competitive than female sports?
No, I don't think so. I think when we're looking at men's and women's sports, we kind of have to look at it only in the sense of this is a female sport and this is a men's sport, and look at it as a whole in their respective sports. I think men's sports should be compared to other men's sports, and women's sports should be compared to other women's sports. It's not fair to look at them together, but I will say that I've been a part of some incredibly challenging and really, really, really intense female sports, so don't write them off.
I think it's fair to say these two athletes have been the best. Not ever just yet, but the best in their game for the past 10 years. I think what it comes down to is a matter of opinion. I am Steve, signing off. Sports Talk Cafe from WRPR Radio. Stay hungry until next time.